easy. Isn't God good, everybody? Have we had a good time so far? Have we learnt a few things today? Yeah? Oh, no, you go for it. Woo-hoo!
Is anyone else having a good time?
I am.
Come on, express yourself.
Woo! I do it all the time. I do woo! Well, it's a shofar. It's the voice of the Lord. It's the shofar.
I was walking through a wildlife park once, and my family got separated, and I was going, and this family came around the corner, and I went, oh.
You've got to be bold, and that's, you carry that mantle of boldness. It says enter the throne room of grace in time of need, but you enter boldly. You see? And people need to be bold. We have a Heavenly Father who loves us, who wants us to just be bold and just be free. You know, he's not religious at all. He laughs all the time. In fact, the joy of the Lord is his strength. He sees us like children. And he laughs and wants us to laugh and just be children. He says, come to me as a little child. Amen. So we've got to unlearn a few things and then relearn, right? And then glean from that wisdom. Amen. Oh, I'm so blessed. We're so blessed. Let's just do a decree out of the mouth. A decree is established when you speak it out. If it is in line with the word of God, then angels go to perform that word. They're waiting for us to speak his word. Who has a scripture that they stand on? Can I have a show of hands? Okay, what is that scripture and would you speak that? Hallelujah. Do you know that's 1 John 3. So beloved above all things, the desire that you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. That's your decree. But you're decreeing the heart and the mind of the Lord. Because in his word is the heart and the mind of the Lord. So when you can't hear his voice, or when you think I'm not receiving, or I'm finding it difficult, you have him talking to you all the time in the word. You see, the word, in the beginning was the word.
The word was with God. The word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been. In him was the light of life. The light of men.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the word is alive. It is powerful. Sharper than a two-edged sword. You're holding the word of the sword of the Spirit today. The sword of the Spirit, which is your weapon. It is an offensive weapon. When you yield it, hallelujah. Woo, I'm so happy for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise it. What's your name? What's his name? What's your name?
Tabu.
Tabu?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
Joy.
Joy! You see, when God names us, and he does, our parents name us, tradition names us, but God names us, and it's for a reason, because every time they say Tabo, joy. So what will joy, we're decreeing it. What will the enemy do? He'll come and bring you, try to bring you the opposite, because he knows, you need to know who you are. No, I'm taboo, and I'm the Lord's. Amen? Say it, taboo. Come on, let's be bold. Let's decree it together. I'm taboo. Go on. And you are the Lord's. Come on. Go ahead. I'm taboo. And who's... You are a son with a sword. Woo! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! You are his son in whom he loves, and he wants you to decree those words. His promises, as you do, the sword of the Lord goes forth and angels go to perform the word of the Lord. So as that beautiful lady said before, beloved above all things, I desire you be in health. Now angels have been loosed concerning that. So if you feel like you don't have a word, you have his word. And his promises are a yea and
amen.
Thank you, Jabu. Amen. Amen. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. So we will get back to the if I can get it up. Let's have a look. So we've looked at this. We're in the sorry, we'll get it full screen. I might need the techie just for a moment. Oops, say goodbye. Thank you, Keithy. Thank you, Keith. Keithy?
There we go.
Oh, thanks, Keith. Okay, decade of pay. Joy in the Lord. Okay. We're back to Proverbs 31. We're in the decade of pay. What does pay mean? What does pay mean? Three. That's right. What else does it mean? Can anyone remember in the Hebrew? What does it mean? Pay. Pay. Anyone? Oh, what is it, Claire? Open mouth with wisdom, for the law of kindness on his lips. So we're to prophesy his breath and watch breath come forth. Amen? Do we get it? So what is pay, everybody? Open mouths with wisdom, just like Tabu has just done. Just like, what's your name? The lady who's just decreed God's word.
Karen.
She opened her mouth with wisdom, and the law of kindness is on the lips, because it's God's word. It's always wisdom, and it's always in his heart. Amen. And it's a promise. Amen. So, hallelujah. Okay, so where are we? So we know about that, so we've been there. And okay, how can we hear the voice of the Lord? He works in many ways, okay? And the manifestations of the spirit of revelation, one of the spirits of the Lord. We know the Apostle Paul was translated to heaven, where he wrote the book of Revelation, end times, by the spirit of revelation. That means that it gave and foresaw things, that things were going to take place. So the book of Revelation means an unveiling, apocalyptus, a revealing of things yet to be. Revelation, spirit of revelation. And that's how we speak. And for time's sake, we're not going to go through all of that, because we've been there and done that. Okay. And the Lord speaks through how many things? A vision. Who dreams here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We've got 9 or 10 dreamers here. Why do you think he speaks in dreams? Emily, he has our full attention. Amen. We're out the way. He can talk to us in our sleep. He likes us being at rest. He doesn't want us striving. He doesn't want us worrying. He doesn't want us getting in the way. He wants us at rest. In fact, Adam was put into a deep, and then woman came from the rib, right? What happened to Jacob when he went to sleep? He was exhausted, and he just, oh Lord, I need it. And he went to Bethel and put his head on a rock. Amen. What happened? Heaven opened. A portal of heaven. So God speaks through dreams, visions. We've just seen the word. He speaks through the word all the time. Anything else? Can you think of another way the Lord will speak? Through the spirit of revelation. Can you think of any other? Time in the secret place. The still small voice. Worship. He'll speak to you. It's a gateway. Reading the word in the Bible. A big one that we're missing. What have I been speaking about as the watchman? What does the watchman call the body of Christ to do? And we all do it.
Pray!
And he speaks to you in prayer. He wants our time. He'll also speak to you when you're driving or when you're doing. He'll do anything he wants to do to communicate with you, to share his heart for you and others. Amen. So he speaks through many ways. And he also speaks through another way. That is, out of the mouth of two or three, my word is established. So there will be a company of people who will come, who will confirm the word that has been given by the Lord. And quite often they don't know anything about what you've received from the Father. That's called confirmation. And then I would advise you to go back and say, Lord, okay, I've had it twice. Give us another confirmation. Is it really you? Confirm it, Lord. Confirm it again. And he loves to do that. Okay? And another way that he speaks, if it doesn't align with the word, you have to throw it away. Not everything is going to be in word form, word format, Bible to Bible. He speaks through symbology, doesn't he? Example, lion. Who is the lion in the Bible? The Lion of Judah. Jesus Christ is the symbol of the lion. So he's speaking there. Jesus is known as the lion. And it says in Revelation, weep no more. For the lion of the tribe of Judah has conquered. The root of David. Lion is praise, worship. But he speaks through symbology, and animals are one way he speaks through. What else is Jesus recognized for as a symbol in the Bible? Can you think? Lamb. What does that signify?
Sacrifice.
Sacrifice. We just spoke before about the ram. What does that signify? Sacrifice. Putting things on the altar. Giving all. Amen. So he's a God that speaks through mysteries and secrets and symbology, because he doesn't want everybody understanding it, only those who are from the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. It's, in fact, it says that the spirit of the world thinks it's foolishness. They don't understand the things of the Spirit, nor would they be able, because they're not of the Spirit. So he speaks in symbology, which is really significant. And for time's sake, we can't go through all of them, but these are biblical, literal symbols of revelation here. So an angel signifies a messenger. Messenger. You'll find that in Daniel chapter 8. Amen. What does, this is crowns. What does a crown signify? We put it on two people today. What does it?
Kingship.
Kingship. Queenship, royalty, amen, victory, princess, rulership, identity, son or daughter. Okay, another one, let's, eagle, soar, eagle, strength, the prophetic, seer anointing, watchman. And Isaiah 40 says, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And that was the first prophecy the Lord gave you both in the other church, remember? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not grow weary, walk and not grow faint. Do you remember that, John, in New Brighton Baptist when you were being ordained?
Not until now.
And it actually ties in with what the Father brought before about feet. Hallelujah. It's all about feet in that respect. You know, the feet, the shoes of the gospel of peace. So, okay, so a door, a doorway, door. Signification of that? New season. Salvation, oh my, salvation, that's right. Anybody else? A door, We've got a new season. When you walk through the door, you're going into a new period. You're going into and through a transition. Another symbology for transition would be what? What did you just say?
Transformation.
Yeah, a butterfly. Butterfly. If you see a butterfly in caterpillar form, it's at the very early stages. It needs food. It's nowhere near to the point of where it should be yet, but it's on its way. Full-bloom butterfly means you've transformed, renewed, changed. The door, life. The door, the bridge. Transition is the bridge. Bridge. So if you see a bridge, you know that it is a passing over from one place to the next. And Jesus Christ is the bridge from this earth to heaven. The bridge from this earth to the Father. And we are a bridge from Jesus Christ to people who don't yet know him. Amen? You see what I mean by symbology now? So Jesus Christ, the Lord, Spirit of Revelation, will reveal these things to you and you alone. One thing I want you to remember is this, is that we're all unique. We're all different. And the Lord has a one-to-one relationship with you and you and you. And he speaks to you in your own unique language that no one else has. And it is a time for you to learn that between you and the Father so that you understand things, so that you will need it when you need it, that nobody else need know that. That's an intimate, up-close, best friend, spirit-to-spirit connection. Amen? Aren't we blessed? So, a little bit of symbology there. Okay. Prophetic words. We've just seen a little bit of prophecy there. I would also, you know, always check it with the Word. Bring the Word. Ask Holy Spirit. You've got the prophecy. Father, what scripture now are you bringing to heart? So, R, revelation. I, interpretation. So I've got the revelation from you, Holy Spirit. Now I need to interpret that and articulate that by your heart. And then I need to bring an application. So it's a threefold thing, isn't it? So a prophetic word can be written. You can receive a word from the Lord and you can write it down and then send it out to the nations. Amen? It can be spoken. They're both very powerful. Prophetic words can be corporate. You can get a corporate one from a body of a company of prophetic people where one has one picture here, one has another. They all come together and you build the full picture. This can be governmental for a nation or for a time period and a shift. Churches, prophetic word for Wiltshire. Prophetic word for, so you come together. So I'm seeing this. Well, I'm seeing that. Well, let's build a picture. And instead of us trying to make up what it is, we ask the Lord, what does it mean? Then we apply it. Okay. It can come, yeah. So there you go. We're going to leave all of that. We've looked at all of that. Okay. Are you a watchman? Who has warning dreams here? Emily does. Claire does. And Patricia does. Lizzie does. Warning dreams are of impending danger. Warning dreams of things that are about to come that the Lord wants us to pray about and to warn about. Amen? Okay. Watchmen are very significant. Let's pray for them. And he can talk to you anyway. All right? And remember, we spoke about it yesterday, Ezekiel 33, sound the alarm. Don't be afraid about sounding the alarm. It might not be liked, but if the Lord has said for you to sound the alarm, you sound it. If nobody's listening, you have still sounded that alarm. You then can pray, and the Lord will meet you. Okay? Watch him. El Roe, the God who sees. Okay. And we know that it is a very tough mantle. Rhea, what does it mean? Revelation. The Holy Spirit, interpretation and an application. Really short, isn't it? Rhea. Okay. So you are able to watch or discern. Shema means to watch in the Hebrew, or Yadar in the Hebrew means to discern what it is the Spirit of Revelation is saying. Holy Spirit is saying. Then, through your own unique language with the Lord, you can then interpret it. Go to the Word, ask Him what it is that He's sharing. Then, it's time for you to apply it. That's delivering it. There are times when you're not meant to deliver the Word until He says. If we deliver the Word too early, then it can be spoiled. Or the person, if it's a personal word, might not be ready to receive it. And it can be destroyed and it can damage them. So you don't step out of His Spirit, keep in His time. Let Him do it. But there are going to be times when you're going to have to be bold, which is why Lizzie's been talking about boldness, where you're going to have to just trust Him, like watchman warnings. He expects you to do it. Just be bold. Like John said, be bold. You have to be bold. And just say it. Okay. That's different. Okay. Test the words. There is so much flaky stuff out there. There is so much stuff now that is not of the kingdom of light that a lot of people don't know what is truth from error. Amen? It says that we have to test the word. Naturally, the Lord will test the word. It says, I test the word and I will prove it. Watch the Lord prove it. When you speak that word, it will come to pass. Amen. And sometimes things don't come to pass straight away. In fact, some of the prophets, it didn't come to pass for a long time. I wonder if they were discounted. I wonder if they were shunned. Oh, it didn't come to pass. So we must never not unbelieve, but we should test. And you know what it comes from the Lord because you have Holy Spirit in you. And who knows how the Holy Spirit says yes or no, a unique language between you. Who is able to recognize when Holy Spirit says, no, don't go that way, go this way, or that's not for you, this is. Have you identified Holy Spirit? Yes? That's your unique language. No one else gets that way. No one, but you. So it's building that and trusting Him and not listening to the naysayers, not listening to doubt, and just running with Him, your Father. Amen? Okay. Now, Patricia has a word for the church, so I'm bringing Patricia out. And it absolutely ties in with the river that we just saw before when we were prophesying. Come forth. Patricia.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Yesterday, as we were worshiping, I saw in a vision a river. And this river was flowing very fast. I was watching it from a distance. I couldn't tell where it was coming from and where it was going to. Today, as we were worshiping yet again, the river came back. I saw it again, and this time around, I was closer to it. And as it was rushing past, I could see that there were some whiteys, shining, like flapping of wings and stuff. Then when I looked closely, I realized that those were angels. And this river was going to a place, a fountain. This fountain is in this place here. The river is coming from this direction, and it is flowing into a big circle, a fountain. And I was given the scripture from the book of John 7:37-38, where Jesus Christ was meeting with the woman at the well, when He told her that He is the river of living water. And we know that Jesus is really the one, is our life giver. this is not the first time that I have seen visions about Lawn Community Church. I want to confess today that this is why I am here. Every time when I pray and I commit the church to the Lord, I always see a move that is going to come out from here and reaching out to the nations. It's going to come out from Lawn. My word of advice now is for us to be ready for it, because it is going to come so quickly. Some of us are going to be overwhelmed by it, because we won't even be understanding what's going on. But we should know that it is time for Lawn, for the community. It is time. The time is now. The Lord says the time is now for Lawn Community Church. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
John, men of God, you have a huge task ahead of you. Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, she'll be all right.
And John, and hallelujah, thank you so much, Patricia. Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
All the time.
Amen. And drawn to the artist at the back, because the Lord speaks through sound, song, and also art, dance, creativity, Exodus 31, all manner of craftsmanship. So could an artist come up and share what the Father has been revealing? Because it would be a beautiful picture for him and for... Hallelujah!
Okay.
Amen. Amen. And then I'm going to ask, does anybody have a word? Like Patricia, does anybody discern anything for somebody and want to share that? And then I think we'll round it up, because we've done great. Amen. Come on. It's lovely. Tammy? Hey, Tammy.
It's like, come on.
Thank you, Tammy.
Wonderful. And then you... Let's see what we've got. And would you like to share what the Father has showed you?
A cat.
A cat.
Woohoo! And what are these?
Flowers.
These are flowers. What do flowers represent? Well, that as well. We'll go there now. We know what the lion represents, right? What does the lion represent?
Right, the first thing that comes to mind is the picture that went round for a while, where there's a picture of a kitten looking in a mirror, but behind the kitten is a lion. Because when they're looking in the reflection, all they see is the kitten, but actually they're a lion. Come on! Ooh! Yeah, you're right!
Ooh!
Right!
Yeah.
Oh, can we just hold that up again?
That is so good. Yeah.
That's how the Lord speaks. It. You couldn't just do that. You couldn't manufacture that, right?
No.
That's His Spirit. That is so beautiful. So beautiful. I mean, amen. What about that? What about that? Wow. And you see what Lizzie did? She was prophesying it as well and bringing it, the application. She was speaking it forth in sync and in time with the Spirit as it was being revealed. Because that's what God does. Everything is in His time and flow. So we've just seen a flow of the Holy Spirit in action. Isn't that amazing? Anyone else? Any of the artists? Isn't God good? That was super. That was super.
Thank you, Lord.
This is
scripture that I had for the church.
Go ahead, Claire.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Danny.
Oh, yeah, this is the tree that went with the church, which for the church for Lawn, which was about from Jeremiah 17. And then today were flames. And the verse is for those people who've been, for that he knows the way that I take. When he's tested me, I shall come forth as gold. And there are people here who have come forth as gold because they've been through the fire.
Hallelujah. And what did the Father say before? Do you feel the fire? The fire is coming. And we were prophesying before. So what has just happened? He's just confirmed his word. He's confirmed his word from those who didn't know a thing, but they were still co-joined in the spirit. Amen? That's how he speaks. And it's just as easy as that. You don't have to try. Just be. Let him do it. Amen? John, I can't stop looking at you. And I'm just direct because I know it's helping you. And I just feel like the Lord gazes upon you. And you always have said it to me, but I'm going to say, this is my son in whom I am well pleased. John, in whom I am well pleased. This is my son. I want you to receive that today. And daughter, amen, Fee. Amen, Fee. And Fee, without you doing what you do, John wouldn't be who he is. Amen. You're a dynamic, mighty team for here. Expect that river that Patricia has sent. Amen. That is so prophetic. So, does anybody have a word that they would like, they feel the Lord is saying for a person or for the church, from the church? Does anybody been discerning anything, hearing anything from the Lord, apart from the ones that have come up? Anyone else? Would anybody like to try before we round up? Or do you think you've done enough? Anyone? What? Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. What's the first thing you're seeing? What's the first?
A knife blade.
That is specific. Can I explain why? When I first arrived here, me and Claire will testify, and I told you, Pastor John, a knife blade. You're right. When we first came here, we came into the house, the first image I saw was a knife blade too. Yeah, I didn't think anything of it. And then we went to the shop, and in the shop was a picture of a boy who'd just been murdered by a knife. And we looked at it, didn't we, Claire? And then we went back, because it made sense with things that the Lord had been speaking to us about. And we recognized that the knife, you know, tied in with it. And we found out that there'd been how many murders, Claire? Knife crime.
Six attacks
of knife crime in the last, in 6 weeks period here. So when the Lord called us here, he told us to go to the river, to the waters, to put salt in, to break off the spirit of death. Just as the scripture said. So when we saw the knife and we recognized that all of this took place, the Lord said his blood is crying out on the land. So today the Lord has cleansed that. But I believe that if he's showing you, he's asking you to ask him why. Why do you think he's showing it? He wants us to pray. Because this is your place, Wiltshire's yours, Swindon's yours. So would you, intercessors, seek the Lord over that? Because he's just confirmed the word. John, can you confirm that, what we said? This gentleman has seen correctly.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I'll say something. And I know that people are very hot and you've been sitting very patiently for a long time, so I'll just very quickly say it. After you spoke to me, I think, was it Thursday, about the knives, I felt the Holy Spirit prompting me to, in the future, in the not too distant future, to call all the church leaders of this town together to publicly pray and make a stand
with regards to knife crime, which has been a bugbear of this town. Okay, it's not like the shootings in Liverpool, it's not anything on that scale. But knife crime has bedeviled, and I use that word deliberately, bedeviled this town just in recent months. And after I spoke with Lisa on Thursday, I felt the Lord, the Holy Spirit, prompting me to, in the not too distant future, call the church leaders of this town together to publicly make a stance and to pray about this matter in this town, and to pray for young people for whom knife crime obviously affects the most. Not quite sure how we're going to do that. It might tie in with the visit of the knife angel, which my wife and I saw in Birkenhead just a couple of years ago, because Birkenhead on Merseyside has also been bedeviled with terrible crimes affecting young people. So we may look to get the knife angel here, which is a great piece of modern art, perhaps at a time in just bringing together the churches and the church leaders to publicly pray and to take a stand against this evil that has bedeviled this town. I'll say no more. No. Thank you very much to everybody here for your time today. I don't know if Lisa has anything else, or just one from
and
Ruth.
We'll close in prayer and we're done. Thank you, John.
When the prophecy group met this week, two of us quite separately heard God speak through a song. We're not quite sure if it's the Sunday before or Sunday, but the song, we didn't remember the right song on Wednesday night, but I've looked it up, and then Simon found the right song, which is Rejoice, Christ is in you. But the line that we felt God speaking to us ties in with the words of the church, and it's God at work within us, his purpose to build a kingdom of power, not of words.
Go ahead.
Not many people know this, but there was probably people from Swindon will know, there was a fatal stabbing just before Christmas of an 18-year-old man, and that's gone through the courts. I think this was up in North Swindon. It shocked a lot of people. It was before Christmas, and there are two teenage boys involved at least. And after that, I just thought, oh, this is we're going down the route of Merseyside, where the knife crime is a lot worse. And I know there's been a shooting incident in Swindon a few months ago. The situation in Merseyside is worse. And we had the knife angel visit Birkenhead last summer. It was only about a month or so before we moved. And then literally the month we left Chester, and I was going to hand the keys in to the property we lived in before we moved to the church house at our last church, I walked past the cathedral and there was this huge sculpture of the knife angel. It's like a 20-foot high sculpture of an angel made from knives that had been confiscated. And it goes around the country. And it was in Chester the first time before the lockdown. I thought, what is this? This is amazing, getting people to look at knife crime and hand in their, be educated on it, and hand in their knives and remember people who died and things like that. And then it came to Wirral. After the shooting, after the stabbing before Christmas of the young man, I think his name was Owen Dunn, I believe the family have got a campaign going, but I independently just went straight to the leader of the council and the leader of the Police and Crime Commission. And I said, can we please have the knife angel come to Swindon? And then I was in a surgery, councillor's surgery here, upstairs, at the beginning of the year, and I spoke to Councillor Lawrence Elliott, who is a part of law community, very much part of the community centre, and I asked them to look at it. Now, since then, obviously there's been a change. The leader of the council is no longer the leader of the council. In fact, he doesn't in the council anymore. I'm not sure what's happening with the police, but I do know that there is an official website and it says it's got a list. So for example, this month it's currently in Warwickshire, next month it's going to Staffordshire. The last date in here is October 2024, so that's next year. It's going to Peterborough. Then it says there's a list of places, date yet to be confirmed. The first place on that list is Swindon. There's a whole load of other places, from Weymouth in the south to Doncaster, Dudley in the north, Harrogate in the north. And Swindon is on the list of places to be confirmed, so that's something to be prayed about. That the knife angel can come, because it's a symbol of spirituality, of Christian spirituality, but it's also looking at the whole issue of knife crime.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's thank you, Pete. Let's just close in prayer. Let's close in prayer. Okay, let's close in prayer, everybody. So, can we just stand? Lord, we thank you. Thank you for what you've done in our midst over the last, 48 hours has it been? 48 hours? Thank you, Father, for great fruit, eternal fruit, for the words that have been spoken, for the power that is behind it, and for your revelation, your interpretation, your application. Father, we all feel tired now. We need strength, all of us. But tomorrow, will you refresh us? Will you strengthen us? And Father, we thank you that this place is not only yours, but it is the river that will reach to places that you see fit, Lord. And Father, we give you all the honor and the praise and the glory as we retain and remember everything that you've shared, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.